Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific if I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. Oh, people of the Lord. I use everything. Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise
unto the Lord, all ye people. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. No matter who or what we are, we must praise. No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Come on and shout glory, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Open up your mouth and just take the right name for who he is, amen. Because he is able, amen. I don't care what it look like, feel like, seem like. God is able to divinely intervene and turn it all around for the good. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for the day. Father God, this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, amen. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Hallelujah. Come on and shout. Let's give God some praise. Come on and sing a new song, church. Amen. Come on and come out. Lift up his name on today. Rejoice in the hearing and the calling on his name because you're still here. Thank God for remembering you on today and those in your household. Hallelujah to your name, God.
Thank you.
Yes, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare scripture this morning, amen, that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want, amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, it's you that leads us, guides us, keeps us, protects us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Yes,
we bless your holy name. As we enter in this morning, we enter in with all faith, believing and trusting you, Lord God, for a mighty move in our life and those in our family. Holy Spirit of living God, lead us in prayer this morning that we may receive divine directions and instructions from our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, Lord God. And we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, what is it that you will have for us to do? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us all on the line today, oh, God. We need your help, Father God. And we just want to say thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come believing on this morning. But, Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief that we can receive the healing, hallelujah, right now, the miracle working power that you have for us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. If it had not been for you, Father God, on our side, where would we be on today? But Lord, we thank you for your word says that you never leave us nor forsake us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, it's you that carries us, oh God. Oh Lord, when we can't carry ourselves, hallelujah, it is you, oh God, that's hearkening them. Your angels, oh God, you call for us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us today. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. But Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you loved us first. Your word says in John 3:16, that you so loved the world, oh God, that you sent your only begotten Son to save us. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come, oh God, surrendering all over to you with owning nothing, oh God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, God. Oh, Lord, that you would guide us right now, oh God. That you would lead us, oh God, with your godly counsel and wisdom. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, that we would make choices that we would be a blessing, not just to us, but those in our family and all that we come in contact with. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Almighty Kababoshetea. Oh Lord, we come humbling ourselves this morning under your mighty hand that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, forgive us for all our sins, sins of omission, sins of commission. Oh Lord, forgive us for all our transgression and trespasses, oh God. Hallelujah, and all our iniquities. Oh Lord, purge us right now with hyssop and we shall be cleansed. Wash us and we shall be white as snow. Oh Lord, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we come to you right now, humbling ourselves, oh God. And Heavenly Father, we decree in the crowd, it is written in your word, according to John 10, that your sheep know your voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That your sheep know your voice. Hallelujah. And Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep. We ask you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, to teach us, oh God, to hear your voice distinctly and clearly, according to John 10. We We ask you to increase the anointing on us to clearly hear you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and know your voice and that of a stranger. Amen. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. We ask you according to John 16 and 23, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you enough. But yet still we thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we ask you in Jesus' name, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut up, whether spiritual or natural, amen, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives and those in our family, amen. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us in each person, hallelujah, that we pray for today, or we bring on today to the altar, hallelujah, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16 and 23, and we rebuke and cast out our spirits of resentment right now. We cast out our spirits of anger, rage, and wrath, guilt, shame, and condemnation, poverty, lack, and death, every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses, spirit of oppression, depression, fear, worry, pride, self-criticalness. We come against every spirit of limitation and stagnation. We come against every spirit of death and destruction, any spirit that's operating us outside the Holy Spirit and those in our family. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we surrender all over to you right now. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ, that thy will be done, oh God. There will be your will, oh God. So we bind our will to the will of God, and our mind to the mind of Christ, that the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us to the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory, amen. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, as we bind our will to your will, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh Lord, we ask that you bless the land, oh God, heal the land, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let the wicked be purged off the land, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy the state that you've given us in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your warring angels right now to war against any spirits designed in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. So we decree and declare with all faith right now that our prayers are being answered. We lift up short the least right now, God. Oh Lord, we know, oh God, you know all things, so all things are in your hands. Lord, we pray right now that you would touch and heal, oh God. Lord, we pray for deliverance right now. Oh Lord, speak to the blood. We know life with the flesh is in the blood. Oh Lord, let our heart beat with the rhythm of life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround. Oh Lord, divinely intervene right now and turn it all around for good. We speak life and healing, wholeness and newness of life to our family member and loved one. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare victory right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then we claim our victory and faith through our salvation and the shed blood of all these things right now. We decree and declare according to Job 27 verse 28, hallelujah, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And in his holy name we pray and believe. Hallelujah, God. And we just want to say thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Move mighty in us and on us. We decree and declare anything that's not of God has got to go. We command you to be uprooted and cast down right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anyone or anything that's causing us to stumble, we command you to be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord upon our life and make it rich and add no sorrow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, bless our food, oh God. Let it take sickness away. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let we sanctify the water we drink. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, it is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us, redeems us, sanctifies us, heals us. Amen. It makes all things new. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare redemption. exceptional today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, if God be for us, who could be against us? We decree and declare that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we have the Holy Spirit working on the inside. So we have the resurrection power right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by faith, we believe unto faith. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, according to Romans 3:17, let us know the way of peace. May the God of peace be with us and those in our family right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, move, 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 move. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As we come, oh God, believing and trusting you, for you are a redeemer that remembers us. We decree and declare we are redeemed from the hand of the enemy and from those who hate us, oh God. We are redeemed from all our iniquities. We're converted and redeemed with righteousness. No lies or rapeless peace are in our path. We are redeemed. Our transgressions have been blotted out by our redeemer. For you, O Lord, are our redeemer. Let the heavens and the earth rejoice and sing. For we have been redeemed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we've come to Zion with singing and everlasting joy is upon our head. For we are redeemed. We have obtained joy and gladness. Sorrow and mourning have left our life. For we are redeemed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're redeemed without money. Hallelujah. All waste cases will shame because we have been redeemed. We will drink the milk of the nations, for we have been redeemed. We are holy, for we have been redeemed. We have been delivered out of the hand of the wicked and the terrible, for we are redeemed. Amen. We have been redeemed and ransomed from him who was stronger than us. Amen. The Lord has redeemed our life. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come to him, hallelujah, to encourage. So we are redeemed. Amen. The Lord has given us and redeemed us. We have been redeemed from iniquity and purified. Amen. We will sing a new song. For we are redeemed. Hallelujah. We've been redeemed with an outstretched arm. Amen. We have come to Zion, the holy habitation. For we have been redeemed. According to Exodus 15:13. We have been redeemed to the Lord's great power by his strong hand. Come on, let's give God some praise. For we are redeemed. For the Bible says that the redeemed say, so we are redeemed. We're justified free by his grace and the redemption of Christ. Hallelujah, God. Jesus Christ, our redemption. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace that does not run out. Hallelujah. It's made new every day. We thank you, Lord. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. Oh, Lord, help us all to understand. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that it is done. We are redeemed from cursing, confusion, and rebuke. Hallelujah. We are redeemed from the pestilence. Hallelujah. We have redemption from consumption. Amen. We are redeemed from the fever. We are redeemed from inflammation. We are redeemed from severe burning. We are redeemed from the sword. We are redeemed from scorching and mildew. We are redeemed from drought. We are redeemed from being smitten before our enemies. We are redeemed from virtues and, hallelujah, vultures and jackals. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are redeemed from the boar, the stab, and the inch. Hallelujah. We are redeemed from madness, blindness, and confusion of heart. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are redeemed from oppression and spoiling. Hallelujah. We are redeemed from having no strength. We are redeemed from oppression and prison. We are redeemed from being smitten. We are redeemed from being an astonishment, a poor proverb. Hallelujah. And a byword. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are rebellious. We are redeemed from planting and not reaping. Amen. We are redeemed, hallelujah, from the worm. We are redeemed from miscarriage. We are redeemed from holiness, our seed going into captivity. We're redeemed from the curse and the blessing of Abraham is ours. Come on and shout glory, hallelujah. If you're redeemed on today, if you believe it and you receive it, shout, I am redeemer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For the blood of Jesus Christ has redeemed us all. The Lord is our ransom, hallelujah. Come on down, we have passed from curse to blessing because we are ransomed. Christ is our redemption. We receive and walk in the peace of the kingdom of God right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because we believe us, we're in the kingdom through faith in Christ Jesus, and we receive the blessings of the kingdom. Amen. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we receive the inheritance of the kingdom. We receive the deliverance of the kingdom right now. We receive the healing of the kingdom right now. Will you open up your mouth and say, I receive us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Will you decree and declare over yourself on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I receive and walk in the power of the kingdom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. If it had not been, oh God, I yet a hope or shed for your plan, oh God, to give us a hope in the future. Where will we be this morning? But we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you remembered us. For the Bible says that God remembered Noah. For the Bible says that God remembered Abraham and brought God out. I shed a hope or shed here. Come on, come on. Whatever it is, whatever it is, right by my hair, right there, whatever it is, give it over to God. Take your hands off it, so run it all over to God. Your anger, your resentment, your bitterness, your worry, your fear, your oppression and depression, or whatever it is, run it all over to God. He is able, outside of the air, to work it out for your good. He is able to turn it around. Will you believe it all today? With all faith, no wavering faith, no doubt, no fear. Just trust in God. My He is able. He is the creator of all and all for all. All seeing, all knowing, God. Everywhere, God. Will you just believe all today? It's all about your belief. My God, oh Lord. Help us all today. Open up our ears, oh God. Unstop our ears. I come against every spiritual deafness right now. Every spiritual numbness. Every spiritual sleep. Every spiritual ignorance. Right there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every spiritual blindness. Oh Lord, he come, I'm going to shed it. Let deliverance come, oh God, to this family and all that's connected to us, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Even right now, oh God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, bless in a mighty way. Bless, oh God, our mothers. Bless, oh God, our brothers and sisters. Bless, oh God, our fathers. Bless, oh God, those that are part of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bless our children, oh God. Bless every character, oh God. Oh, Lord, continue to breathe their strength. Let joy overtake them right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, be their peace. I command frustration, confusion, worry, and cease your work. Die at the root. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We just want to say thank you. We rejoice. We praise you right now. Oh, Lord, turn the wicked out the man. Hallelujah, God. Do a new thing in us right now. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessings upon the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive. Lord, we thank you for the overflow. That others will be blessed by the overflow of blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all will know, God, that you've done it for us. It won't look like man did it. Oh, Lord, but you and you alone, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem and its people. Oh, God, bless America. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us all, oh, Lord. It's so much, hallelujah, going on in this world. But we know, oh, God, there's nothing that you don't know about. But Lord, we pray your hedge of protection be around us and those in our family. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, guide us by thy holy and thy righteous hand. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keeping us out of harm's way. Oh Lord, let us not be tempted by worthy things of possession of people or conversations of this world, oh God. But help us to keep our minds paid on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that when we stand before you on that day, that you will say to us, job well done, my good and faithful servant. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, God. Hey. Oh, God, we bless your name. We thank you for it all, Father God. We thank you for it all, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We put on us right now the full armor of God. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And we take the shield of faith. Hallelujah. And we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. Amen. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we sever all ties with the enemy. Hallelujah. We use it against all the forces of hell. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, any of us are traveling on today or will be traveling. Lord, I pray for traveling grace and mercies, oh God, hallelujah. Father God, I ask that your blessings are not going and coming on today. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, amen, our heads may lay, amen, hallelujah, over our homes and all that's in our homes. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and I decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us, protects us, answers for us, amen, cleanses us, amen, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn, and we thank you for it, Lord, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Do a new thing even on this line this morning, Father God. And as we read your word this morning, Lord God, we ask, oh God, that you allow the scripture to take root to, and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that our thoughts be pure, holy, righteous unto you, Father God, all the days of our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God. Lord, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, not just being readers or hearers of your word, but making us doers of your word. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we love you and we need you. We need you, Father God. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. And we thank you, Lord, for it all. Thank you for it all, Father God. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord. We thank you for it all. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, let breakthrough come in the life of your children. All that's on the line today, oh God, they have come believing, oh God, to receive from you, Father God. Let them receive. Let us receive on today, oh God. All that we've come to petition and prayer for today, oh God, let it happen on today, Father God. Remove every delay, oh God, every delay to our breakthrough, our blessing, oh God, every delay to our healing, Father God. Oh, Lord, every delay to our deliverance, oh God, let it spring forth right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I cancel every word released into our lives by any man or woman from our nation or city by the blood of Jesus Christ to never affect us or anyone in our family and loved ones right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare it is so and it shall be no other way. We believe you, O God, and we trust you for it all. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We decree and declare by faith that all is well with us and those that we love and concerned about. We are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare with all faith, amen, hallelujah, that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, with the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath them. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, amen, hallelujah, clothed with immense power and authority, the Holy Spirit, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen, hallelujah. The blessings are running us down and taking us over, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We're anointed, hallelujah, by God, hallelujah, for such a work and for such a time as this, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, make us ministers of fire, set us afire with your Holy Ghost, amen. And we just want to say thank you for it all. By faith we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare all is well with us and those in our home and those in our family and all that we love and all that we're concerned about and connected to in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come against the spirit of confusion right now, amen. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every spirit of distraction that is trying to distract us, even right now, hallelujah, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe, amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. Will you open up your mouth and just thank God right now and receive it for yourself this morning? Hallelujah.
Good morning, family.
Oh, my Lord, my God.
What
if it had not been for the Lord, my Lord, my God, we are still here. We're still here despite everything that's going on around us and even in us. Amen. We are still here on today. We have a reason to shout and thank God for all that God is doing, even more because we believe and we will not be denied. Amen. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We believe the report of the Lord. I don't care what men say. Amen. I believe the report of the Lord on God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen.
Oh, yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory. Amen. This morning I had to go to an interview this morning for a radio station for our show that's coming up. So at 11 o'clock, I'm going to wrap up here, family. I thank you all for being with me. Amen.
Okay.
And your understanding. And I just thank God for this opportunity.
Amen.
To come together and have this time
together
of prayer.
God keep you.
We're praying for cousin Sean Denise. She texted me this morning and she's in the hospital, in the ER. With chest pains and shortness of breath. So we are praying for her and trusting God for a turnaround right now. Even while we're still praying, the Bible says that God is always answering. So we thank God for answered prayers. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. And we believe and we wait for the testimony. We rejoice in the testimony even right now. So God bless. Continue to keep her up in prayer. Amen. So I'm going to call your name. We'll start with you, Mama. God bless you, Mama. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good, blessful morning from Houston to Louisiana. I'm doing great, as I say every week.
Good morning.
Woke me up twice, and I'm up the third time. So I thank you, Lord, for waking me up and everybody on the line. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
He is still with us, and we just thank God for it all. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
and you forgot about cousin Dorita. I think she's in Indiana. I think she told us.
Oh, and cousin Dorita in Indiana.
Yeah.
All right.
Now.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey,
Dorita.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes,
love
Lord.
You all.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you, Mom. We love you. We thank God for you. Hey, Vernice, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning to you all that's on the line.
Good morning.
I'm good. I'm doing great. I'm thankful for all the, I'm just so thankful for all the free gifts that come from God. Everything. I thank you for the water, the sunshine, the air, the long life. Thank him for all the free stuff that we get that we don't have to pay for. And I'm just so thankful for everything. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. The sun that shines. Hallelujah.
the air we breathe.
Oh, mighty Lord, mighty God. The water we drink, God, is so amazing. Even more, I'm just sharing this since Bernadine said that, and it just makes you, because a lot of times we don't take the time out to just thank God for those things that we have. And the beat of our heart, hallelujah. Some people have pacemakers, artificial hearts, heart issues. I was laying on my husband close to his chest,
and I was listening to his heartbeat, and understanding that's nothing that he has control over with that heart and our heart beating all day, through the day. You know, things get tired and they wear out. Hallelujah. But that heart is beating and it's strong and it's going, and it says nothing but God that keeps us, because we don't have no control on what's going on inside. When we really look at things and understand, we have to go to the doctor. And the doctor, they're giving us a diagnosis of what they think it could be. Amen. But to know that our hearts are beating with the rhythm of life. My Lord, my God, and just thank you, God, when you take the time. My Lord, my God, it is so amazing. It is so amazing. My Lord, because we can run and get tired and stop and just think about our hearts are still beating because God has his hand upon our lives. So we thank God. Thank you, Angel, and the scene. God bless you. We love you. It's so good to hear your voice this morning always. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hey, Clancy, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. I thank God for waking me up this morning. Closed in my right mind. I have a testimony I'd like to share with my family this morning.
Amen. Yes.
3 weeks ago, my heart was just pumping 30%. Went back to the doctor Monday. He told me it's pumping 40, 45 to 50%.
Amen.
So I know there's a God.
Thank
you. Yes, yes.
Thank you.
I tried to pray for my daughter. I didn't know she was in the hospital. And I asked God to touch my sister Ruth May this morning. Just touch her.
Yes, Lord.
You
touch Lord.
Me. I know you can. Touch her, please, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you for the prayers. That's my testimony for the day, y'all. I feel good. Nothing hurts me. I don't have to take no more blood pressure medicine. I'm just taking water. And breathe. God took the medicine away from me. My blood pressure is that low. I just drank water and it comes up.
Thank you, Lord.
He's a good girl. He's a good girl,
Yes, he is. Thank you.
Go in the room and touch this today. Touch Sean, Lord. Please. Thank you.
Thank you. What a God. Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
We can come, oh God, giving you praise, glory, and honor on today, oh God, even the more. Lord, we thank you for the mighty move in your daughter. Lord, we thank you for the more that you're going to do in her for, oh God.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord,
thank
God, for
you.
The increase of your goodness in her life, oh God. We thank you for healing, oh God. We thank you for deliverance from every medication, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As we come on today, oh God, we step up and we pray for our Aunt Ruthie Mae on today, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for her life, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are God of restoration. And Lord, we ask for restoration right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we that you restore every organ, every cell. Oh Lord, every tissue, oh God, every bone, oh God, every nerve, oh God. Restore the skin, oh God. Restore life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask that you touch in the mighty way, oh God, your daughter, son, Denise. Oh Lord, release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, and we decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ that it is so. And we thank you for the testimony, oh God. Hallelujah. It's by faith, oh God, we come to you. That's
thank
the only way we can please you. And we come by faith, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, for those that have a hard time believing, oh God, but we believe, oh Lord, let it be done.
Yes.
And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We thank God today. That though sometimes when we're going through and we're looking at our situation, we have brothers and sisters that have enough faith for us, amen, that we can receive our healing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. God bless you. Aunt Classy, thank you for sharing that testimony. Amen. We definitely need to hear that on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Even right now, God is still able. We don't give up. We don't surrender all. We don't surrender nothing to the enemy. Amen. Because God is still able. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
it look like the end. God is still able. He's able to snatch you out. Snatch you up, amen.
Yes.
Put your feet
on
solid ground, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, come on, let's give God some praise. Let's give God some praise,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
Thank you,
amen. Thank you, Father God, for answering prayer. Amen. Amen. Jamil, God bless you. Welcome. Good morning. How you doing?
Yes,
and how you been?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Lord. My family
up.
In my right mind. I heard, when I heard in my right mind, I was like, yeah. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Good to have you back on the line this Saturday morning. Amen. I was looking to see if you were going to be on, and you were on right on time with everybody else. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Jamel. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning, Tawanika.
We're good.
My mom and I had a really good week. We did a lot of things this week, and God opened some doors. God closed some doors. Got a little bit more help with her, and I'm just grateful. I just pray that He continue to keep her healthy and strong and.
Yes.
Just don't let us suffer, Lord. Just don't let us suffer.
Please, Lord.
Keep me strong. Keep me healthy. Continue to give me what I need to take care of my mama.
Yes.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I receive the prayer. I believe it. And I receive it. And I'm just praising and thank God for all of His blessings.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. It's so good to hear that God is moving and working up in your favor, even the more. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you so much, and we thank God for you. Always praying for you all. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. I shared this because last week we were praying for caregivers, and we'll continue that prayer for our caregivers. With the help, because the caregivers need a break as well to be able to be restored and refreshed, because my husband's mother is caring for his mother, and it's hard because she's doing it by herself, and the mother is becoming belligerent, so she's wanting to fight the daughter, cussing the daughter out. So I just want to continue to pray for her and her strength, because it's really, really hard. She doesn't want to have to put her mom in a home. It's becoming hard to have, to be able to manage. So we just continue to lift her up in prayer, and every caregiver, amen. Even when we leave this line, just constantly praying for and continue prayer for the caregivers.
God bless.
We love you. We love you so much. Amen.
God bless, deliver,
thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you both. How y'all doing? And how y'all been?
Doing good. Good morning. Mama, you want to say good morning?
Mm-hmm.
You want to say good morning on the prayer line? Say good morning, Mimi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vera.
Good morning, Vera.
Hey, Vera.
Good morning, Vera.
Good morning, Sister Ray.
We love you, Vera.
It's a blessed to be another wonderful blessed day. And I was listening to Aunt Bernadine, and like she say, I didn't think about all the free stuff God give us. That's wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank God for you all. We're so I'm just so blessed to hear y'all voice this morning. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you both. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good, and everything is great. I just listen to everybody. God is so amazing. It's hard to put into words because
Yes, he is.
You know, he woke us up this morning, but he didn't only us up. He got us up.
My Lord.
He gave us
Yes, thank you, Lord. One more time.
Yeah, you know, just think about it. This body we're living in. These bodies are real. You know, and there's so many little veins in our bodies that's working. And this burning, our brain just makes the body move and do stuff. I mean, we, you know, God is just awesome. I mean, he's an awesome God. And I'm just grateful to another beautiful day and to hear everybody on the line all lit up for God. Praise right now.
Amen.
Back up the line. Through all the chaos that's going on in this world, I am still truly grateful and blessed.
Amen. God bless you. God keep it so good to hear your voice. Amen. Glory to God. God is so good to us. Amen.
Yes, he is.
Better than we could be to ourselves. If you just take a moment to see all that God is doing, has done, and believe in what he will do. Amen.
Absolutely.
We stand on the promise of God is yes and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, Cousin Arlene. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Amen. All the other day, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
It's a blessing to be here today and to hear all the good news on the line.
Yeah.
I thank God for Classy, what he's done for Classy. And from those blood pressures and her blood going up and down. God is a good God.
Only God. Only God.
Yes, he is.
I'm glad that Classy is doing better because she's been suffering with this for some time.
Lord,
he's going to keep her well. He's going to make her better. I know he is.
And
I'm thankful that I will check on Sean and see what's going on. I didn't know that she was at the ER either, so this must just happen this morning. I'll let you know what's going on. I'm doing all right. I'm thankful for what it is.
And
I thank God that I'm still able to move around, not as well as I have been, but I'm just thankful for everything.
Everything.
I'm thankful to hear Sister Ray on the line this morning. Sister Ray sound really strong.
She is strong.
Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. We love you so much. Ain't a lot today. It's always good to hear your voice on the line. And yes, Son Denise did message me around 8 in the morning this morning. In Atlanta for a job, and she was out of breath and having chest pain, and she's in the emergency room. And so we're praying for her, trusting God for a mighty move. So God bless and God keep. Amen. And again, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed, and I got a good report on my test. I went Thursday, but the doctor said that I had a blockage, but I didn't claim it because Jesus didn't say it. And I want you to pray for me because everything is good in my life, and I thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. We thank God for turning around. We thank God. We thank you, Father God, for being able to say you are Lord. Thank you for healing. Thank you for restoration, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the more, even in the life of your daughter, Dorita, oh God. Hallelujah.
Praise
your name, Heavenly Father. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name. We bless you. To God be the glory. Amen.
God be the glory.
God bless
Amen.
You. God keep you. Cousin Dorita, we love you. We thank God for you. Always good to hear
love
you.
Love you all, too. Yes.
And thank you for sharing the testimony. Hallelujah. Lord
thank
your God.
You.
My name is Lord. God bless you. Welcome. Yes. How you doing and how you been?
Hey, family. Good morning. I'm blessed,
good morning.
Blessed to be on the line. Glad to be on the line. I believe and I have, I'm so grateful to receive all the blessings that went forth. And I have faith and I believe in the healing and the
yes,
healing,
yes.
The restoration for us. And I am, I'm just grateful on today because I'm just for time's sake, I'm just grateful this morning that the subject is, you know, just God continues to give us what is free and, you know, the things that are priceless and the things that come free are the best gift that God has given. And the thing is, we could come this morning and celebrate the victory that God has for our lives and the fact that we're able to come on here each and every day to store up our treasures in heaven, because this life is only just so short compared to eternity. So I'm so grateful to the victory.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And what will come after this life here on earth. So, you know, I'm just grateful to be on the line to celebrate with y'all this morning. I love y'all.
Amen.
Love you too. God bless.
Get back on the line. Hallelujah. When we talk about the free gifts, the gift of salvation is free. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank
for
God.
Salvation. If you could believe it, you surely can receive that, the gift of salvation. Hallelujah. That's available to all. Hallelujah. God bless you. Tuan, we love you. We thank God for you. It's so good to have you all back on the line this Saturday. As God is continuing to work in this family, great and mighty, amen, and we just continue to come, trusting God in it all, for it all. This morning, our scriptures, and I'm doing fine. I didn't say how I'm doing. I'm doing great. I'm doing fine. Thanking God for all that God is doing in my life, and I just share with you all the peace of God is available. You just have to believe it and receive it in every situation.
Yes.
It's all about your mindset, amen, your perception. Amen. And you can hold on to that peace when you keep your mind. It works.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on. Amen. Even in every battle, every situation, if you keep your mind stayed on Jesus, amen. I'm talking about the peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. So may the peace of the Lord be with us all in this family in the name of Jesus. This morning, our scripture, it's going to be coming from the book of Galatians, chapter 5. And I want to share this because I've been going over and over with my children here and getting them to learn the fruit of the Spirit. In Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22 through 25. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Walking in the Spirit, my Lord, my God. The Bible says in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22 through 25, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another.
That's
this scripture is so important to me, and I continue to share it with my children until they learn it, you know, word for word, you know, for themselves. Hallelujah. When we look at the scripture here and understanding newly transformed people produce something special with their lives. Apostle Paul calls this new work of the Spirit fruit. See, the Holy Spirit spontaneously and creatively produces this kind of fruit in us. The Spirit generates these character traits in us because we are becoming more like Jesus, amen, who perfectly modeled them. So when Christ controls us, they grow and flow from us naturally. We can't obtain them by trying to get them without his help. So if we want the fruit of the Spirit to grow in us, we must live in close union with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, we must live in close union with Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. See, we yes. must submit to him and know him and love him and remember him and imitate him. And we can't be just okay yes. with, I'm just going to be me. I'm just going to say yes. how I feel. It does not work yes. that way. I want to say, as a result, we will fulfill the intended purpose of the law, to love God yes. and our neighbor. Hallelujah. The question yes, is, yes. which of these qualities do you most want the Spirit to mm-hmm. produce in you? When we talk about right. long-suffering, that is patience. Many of us lack mm-hmm. patience. We only can stand a little bit. You got to take people in doses. But when you're long-suffering, my Lord, my God,
mm-hmm.
my.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, have your way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I get ready to wrap up here in Scripture. Because the God who sent the law also sent the Spirit. Amen. The byproducts
yes.
of the Spirit feel life or in the perfect harmony with the intent of the law. A person
mm-hmm.
who exhibits the fruit of the Spirit fulfills the law far better than a person who observes the rituals but has little love in his or her heart. Hallelujah.
Yes.
What's going to flow from you is what's in your heart. If there's evilness,
mm-hmm.
bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, it's going to come out of you because it is in your heart. The Bible tells us it's not what a man eats, amen,
mm-hmm.
that defiles a man, but what comes out of
mm-hmm.
his mouth, and that's what's
mm-hmm.
in your heart. I
mm-hmm.
pray that God created in us a clean heart, amen,
mm-hmm.
a broken
yes.
and contrite heart, repentant in all its ways. That is my prayer for
mm-hmm.
us on today's family. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. Oh, Lord,
sure.
make us doers of your word. It's my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. And we thank you for
mm-hmm.
the Lord. It's in Jesus' name, holy name, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Family.
Amen.
We're going to wrap up here. So I'm getting closer to time, but I have to get ready to lean out. But I do want, if there's anyone that has any particular prayer positions on the line, other than what that went forward. I'm not sure what that was. Let's see. Okay. Let me close up everybody's line because I'm getting feedback for 1 second. Oh, 1 moment here. Okay. That's better here. All right. If there's a prayer petition, I'll call your name and we'll pray. We'll touch and agree before we wrap up here. Amen. My mother says she has a prayer petition. Go ahead, Mama.
I have a prayer petition. It's for my husband.
Okay.
As I sit here every day and just see my husband, like his body just deteriorates. He never say he's not sick or nothing, but he just deteriorating, just losing. I want prayer for him that the Lord reveals to us what it is and some healing for both of us. We both going through things, but my prayer is definitely for him today. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come on one accord, oh God. And Lord, we come asking, oh God, as we lift up our brother on today, Ralph Dillon, oh God, we pray for healing, oh God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, whatever it is, oh God, we pray for revelation, oh God, that it may be revealed, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, more than just a revelation, oh God, but that healing would spring forth, oh God. Lord, we pray for deliverance for his life, mind, body, soul, and spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we pray, oh God, first of all, that you heal his spirit, oh God. Oh Lord, that you will heal his body, oh God. Let restoration come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Christ, of that we come against every spirit of infirmity, affliction, every spirit of sickness and disease, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anything that's been hidden, anything that the enemy is hiding, we command it to be exposed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that healing may spring forth. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for a healing, oh God, and wholeness and newness of life for your daughter right now. And Lord, we ask that you touch in a mighty way like never before, God, and anything that's not of you, anything that's blocking her from receiving a healing, let it be uprooted and cast down right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let there be a cleansing and purifying on today, oh God. Hallelujah to your name. We dip your full mind, body, soul, and spirit in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare anything that attaches that's cheating and on you, hallelujah, that is destroyed with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen, amen. It's up to you to receive it right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. God bless you. God keep you. Anyone else on the line that have a particular prayer petition that has not already went forward?
Hallelujah. I have one. Please pray for my daughter, Sean. I will be calling, checking on her as soon as I get off the line. Special prayer for my daughter, Sean.
Amen. Anybody else
please
have a prayer petition as well?
I have a special prayer for my nephew, Jerry McWright, who's in the nursing home in Winfield, Louisiana. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else?
I have a prayer petition for my husband. Pray for his strength in his day. Pray he had a headache today, but he's still with the work. He wasn't feeling well. But I pray that he prays and that God gives him strength to continue working as he's working 7 days a week. So,
amen.
Amen. I wish I could catch some of what you said, and we're praying, and I'll call you after the line. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Anyone else on the line? Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we come, oh God, oh gracious Father God, first of all, giving you all honor, praise, and glory, oh God, giving you thanksgiving on today because we know that you're able, oh God. And I pray, oh God, that your peace rest upon all that's on the line right now, oh God, that they may be received from you, the even more, Father God, more of you, oh God, and less of ourselves. And Lord, on today, we come lifting up, oh God, with all faith, Sean, Denise, oh God. We lift up Jeremy Fright, oh God, our family and loved ones. We lift up Bella Priest, Father God. And Lord, we ask for a mighty move in their life, oh God, that they may be strengthened, oh God, even while we're praying right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that healing spring forth. Lord, we know you to be a healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. And we decree and declare by the stripes of Jesus Christ that all are healed, delivered, and set free from any ache, pain, discomfort, sickness, disease, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and permanent affliction of viruses. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare your goodness right now, Father God. And we decree and declare we will not be denied our healing. We will not be denied our deliverance. We will not be denied our breakthrough because you are with us, Father God. It's you that is able to do all things. Amen. For you are our strength, oh God, and Lord, we pray, oh God, that all receive a supernatural strength, oh God, to help you to continue to press in and to press on, to be able to scale the walls of the enemy, amen, to run through the troop of the enemy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for restoration, oh Lord, restore our health, restore our finances and support, oh God, anything that the enemy has taken from us, every bit of joy, every bit of peace, let restoration come right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We command our spirits of hurt, rejection, fear, anger, wrath, or sadness, depression, discouragement, grief, bitterness, and unforgiveness to come out of our emotions right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, oh God. We just want to say thank you. We declare and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way. We thank you for great testimony on today. We thank you, oh God, for the testimony that's being birthed in the life and the body of your daughter, Sean Denise, in the life and the body of your son, Jerry, oh God, in the life of your son, Deva Priest, in the life of your daughter, Carolyn, in the life of your son, Ralph, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the life and the body of your daughter, Ruth Amaya, in the life of your body, Eliza Jane, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God. Oh, Lord, continue to keep us in the way that only you can keep us, oh God, which is in the turn of keeping, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you for the God surprising them today with our goodness and our favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, open up the way where it seems to be no way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, I ask right now that anyone in our family that's operating in darkness, that you will bring them to the family and to your glorious light right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will no longer operate in darkness but in your marvelous light, amen. Hallelujah to your name. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we pray that you command the increase on our life, oh God. Increase our faith, oh God. Increase us in love. Increase the fruit of your spirit in our life, oh God. Hallelujah, that it may spring forth that all will see and know that we belong to you. Amen. Hallelujah. For we are, oh, hallelujah, part of God. We're part of your kingdom. We're part of Christ's body. Amen. That we're one with Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. That we're redeemed. Amen. And we thank you for it all. We bless your holy name, amen. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Free. Come on, let's give God some praise. Clap your hands.
Yes,
stomp your feet. Amen. Hallelujah. Shake the devil off. Amen. Come on, go through your house and tell them to get out. Open up the door, open up the windows, and tell them to get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose your hands. Hallelujah. Tell them in blood, with the blood of Jesus Christ. You have no right to me. You have no right to my children. Amen. You have no right to my finances. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You got the power and authority. You got to use that power and authority that God has given you. You got to know that it's in you. Amen. All you got to do is open up your mouth and release the sword in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Devil, get out. Come out. Take it out right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. You just open up your mouth. Watch him tremble. Watch him fear. Watch him ask you, can I just go over there? I say, no, get out. You can't stay here. Hallelujah. Because he's going to ask you, well, let me just go over here. Well, let me just get in the closet. Don't put me out. Can I just stay in the garage? No. You got to get out. And everything you brought with you. Amen. Come on. Get out. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. See, ain't nobody mad but the devil, amen? Ain't nobody upset but the devil, He don't want you to put him out. He just let me just go over here. I'm going to be quiet. I promise I ain't going to say nothing.
Right.
No, you got to get out of here. I ain't going to take up too much paper. Come on.
Get out.
You got to go. You can't stay here no more, huh? I used to talk with you. I used to hang with you. But you got to go now. I used to come and stay with you. I was in the amen corner. But you got to get out of here. Yes, I was claiming I was kicked out. Yes, I was claiming I was old and broke down. Yes, I was claiming I was broke down. I was claiming there ain't no way it's going to happen for me. But I command you today to get out. Don't you come back here no more. Don't you come back here no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know all your disguises. You ain't done nothing different. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. He comes. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. Fear can't live here no more. Amen. Depression can't live here no more. Sickness, you can't dwell here no more. Worry, you got to go out. You caused me too many more problems. Amen. You got to get out of here. I can't do you no more.
Hallelujah.
You got to go. You hurt me. You're not helping me. You got to go. You can't keep reminding me of who I was and what I did and what happened to me. You got to get out of my life. You got to get out right now. You can't say to me. You can't speak to me. You can't tell. Shut up. Get out of here.
All right.
The enemy come whispering to you when you're trying to lay down. Amen. When you're sleeping, you're trying to figure out what's going on. Why I can't let worry go? Amen. Why you having a relationship with worry and fear? Why you didn't fell in love with worry? The first thing you go to is worry. The first thing you run to is fear. Hallelujah. I just came to have these relationships to be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive it. Come on, let go of the smoke. Have you ever been Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. It's real. Glory to God, family. I love y'all. I pray God for you. I do. I could not be on this line if it was not for God. I thank God for the strength. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. I'll call your name. Anything you'd like to say before we close up? Just don't be too long-winded. I don't like to stop nobody, but the time on the line is already run out. But I always want to be able to give everybody an opportunity to say something and let God use you as we close up here on the line. Amen. And then I'll release the pastor's blessing. I love you. God bless you. God keep you. Mama, go ahead. If it's something you want to close out with.
Amen. Thank you for interceding as usual.
Amen.
God bless. Love all y'all.
Amen. God bless. We love you too. Amen. Aunt Bernestine, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and your husband, your whole family. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Aunt Classy, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and your whole family. Thank you for their wonderful prayer today. Amen.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
God bless you. Go ahead. I just want to say thank you for that last part because you didn't help me fight this morning. I done got up the floor. I'm walking. I'm about to open
amen.
Up the door. Amen. Open it up.
Oh,
it was personal. Just... Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you
for that.
Thank you so much. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Aunt Bernestine, God bless. I'm sorry, I did Aunt Bernestine already. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Go ahead.
We love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Love you too. God. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
Praise God. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Aunt Eliza Dane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you for this day, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord, for everyone on the line. I love everybody. Have a blessed weekend. Amen.
Oh,
yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Love you too. Love you too,
Dorita. Go ahead.
Amen.
Yeah.
Love you, family.
Amen. Love you, too. God bless everyone. It is a blessing as we continue to lift up our cousin, Sean Denise, on today, our cousin Kim as well, that's normally on the line, Sister Sharon Gordon, that's normally on the line as well, my husband, Dorsey Manning, and my family. And I thank God for you all, and I pray that God will just continue to bless, keep, amen, and strengthen us all to do the more, the work of God, for we are kingdom builders, amen, of God's kingdom. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the divine destiny that God has given to you down paths of righteousness. May Jesus Christ be both Savior and Lord in your life. And may you come to fulfill your divine purpose. Amen. May you as a parent, amen, as a sister, as a friend, amen, as a daughter, be a righteous example to all that you come in contact with, amen, your children, your grandchildren, your mother, your brother, your sisters, amen, your spouse, that they in return may grow, hallelujah, hallelujah, and that they may minister to others that come in their path, amen, and may our nation be healed by the leadership of the Father in the home, sharing the love of God, amen, our Heavenly Father, first at home and then with others. Amen. We are called to our family to be a minister in our own home. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, that we believe, and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen.
God be the
and
glory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you, family. Love you, love you, love you.
Love you, family.